And so it's a slow process starting off. It's kind of like a snowball effect that, you know, Dave Ramsey talks about. As you pay it off, whatever money you're paying, you take that same amount of money because it's already in your budget. You've got that money budgeted. You're doing work. You're making money. You're still making these payments. Well, take that money, put in your escrow account. Build you a line of credit that is between you and yourself.
Oh, okay. So, Jeff Spencer, we were talking about this idea of becoming
self-sufficient
and investing your profits into some type of escrow account. And this sounds great. I mean, even on a personal level, it's a great idea. But it's a challenge, as everybody knows. Like, one, it would require discipline, significant amount of discipline.
Yes.
Because as you're gaining profits, like, maybe you want to reap the rewards of those profits. But if you're playing a better long-term success strategy, the ideal situation would be to become fully self-reliant first before you go for that big payday, right?
Yeah. It's almost, you know, unheard of to do that. And more than likely, you're going to have to make that first initial loan or deal with a bank or an investor. Mm-hmm. But at that point, when you get that money, don't sit on your ass. By this time, you should have had your homework done to know how much money you need to borrow. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you know what work you need. Start bidding work. Have all your license, everything, all that stuff in place before you ever go to the bank. Get all that up front. This way, you're off to the races. You're bidding work. You know how much work you need for the next year. Mm-hmm. As you do that, know how much money you got to pay back towards that initial loan. You incorporate that into your bids. As you win jobs and you bring them in, then that's another thing. You got to set goals. You got to set milestones. You've got to be able to hit that budget, be at budget or under budget on every project you do. And if you're not, you're steadily losing. You get that money paid back. Once that money's paid back, even before that money's paid back, go ahead and start your escrow account. If you're paying, just say, $2,500 a month towards this initial loan, $3,500 a month, whatever it may be, well, take $1,000 a month on top of that and put into your escrow account. Start building it. By the time you get that loan paid off, you've got a good sum of money in your escrow account. You continue to bring jobs in. You continue to bring them in at or under budget. And as you do that, you take a percentage of your profit and put into your escrow account. You steadily build that escrow account. When you need money, at that point, you go to your escrow account, same way you done with a bank or investor, whoever you made a deal with, and then as you bid your projects, you make sure you pay that back with interest. That way, you are making interest off of money you've loaned yourself. And so, it's a slow process starting off. It's kind of like a snowball effect that, you know, Dave Ramsey talks about. Mm-hmm. As you pay it off, whatever money you're paying, you take that same amount of money because it's already in your budget. You've got that money budgeted. You're doing work. You're making money. You're still making these payments. Well, take that money, put in your escrow account. Build you a line of credit that is between you and yourself. That way, you've got a working line to work off all the time. And as you use that money, you pay it back to yourself with interest. That way, you're always making money off your own money. And each job will stand for itself.
Be your own bank.
Be your own bank.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, right. I mean, that's something you can decide to do one day, but over time, yeah, become your own bank.
That's a concept that a lot of successful people are doing these days. There are these specific strategies. I don't really understand it. It actually involves around life insurance. Whole life insurance, where you fund that and then you can borrow against that, and basically, yeah, turn. That is a legitimate concept that is a really good idea. So that's something that people should research.
I've always just paid my term life premium, you know, and I've had to renew my term life insurance
getting older, fellas.
Yeah.
I finally got my first renewal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it only went up a few dollars, but it made me feel older that my term life policy
had expired. Well, you look great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah.
But so, Jeff Spencer, how many companies do you think can achieve this? Can all companies achieve this if they're disciplined?
Yes. Yeah.
How many actually attempt it, you think?
Well, I'm going to say probably 70-75% of them don't even know how to structure it. Uh-huh. It's like all they know is they need money to start. And I'm going to say probably 70-80% of them don't know how much money they need. Uh-huh. And that's what you've got to boil it down to. Is you got to figure out, and like I said before, you know, if you're not going to do $4 to $5 million a year starting out, then you probably don't even to think about going in business for yourself, because the cost of equipment, cost of materials, cost of the labor, and $4 to $5 million a year, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, but you know, like we was talking about, if you've got, you know, like 15% markup, you know, as far as profit, you're going to have overhead cost. So you're looking at say 10% overhead, 15% profit, 25% total markup. So you got your 15% profit. That's what you got to work off of, because your overhead is going to cost you regardless. So you got your 15% you're working off of. So your 15% of 5 million, what is that, 700,000 a year? You know, gross income?
Yeah.
And so at that point, that's your profit. After everything's paid, you're paid, your employees are paid, bills are paid, overhead's paid, you got $700,000 a year. All right, for a major, you know, utility excavation contractor, that's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
So to me, that's your basic starting point, is like $5 million minimum. That gives you $700,000+ a year income after everything's paid for. You want to invest that back into yourself. So you want to put a big chunk of that into your escrow account. You want to use some of it to grow your company. So this year, you've done $5 million. Next year, let's shoot for $7 million. So just say you take $250,000 of that as an investment to help grow your company to get to that next level. All right, but you took that out of your profit, so you want to pay it back with interest. Mm-hmm. So that point, as you build your company and pick up more work, you've got more employees, you got a little more equipment, and then you want to pay that $250,000 back, just say 7% interest, 6% interest, whatever you want to pay. Mm-hmm. Well, make sure you're making those payments towards your escrow account. Well, now, you know, you're at $7 million, so now you have broke the $1 million a year mark for your next year. So, well, let's grow it again. Let's go at another $2 million. So now we're at $9 million. Same thing. Whatever money you need, you've got it set over in escrow. Let's take this amount of money and let's make it. And that's another thing people do. You know, it's like whenever they get to the end of the year and they've got this bulk amount of money, they won't take a bonus. Well, you've made a good living. You've paid yourself, just say, $1,500, $2,000 a week, you know, for your family to live on. All right, live off that. Don't depend on these bonuses. Let your company build itself. The bonuses will come once you get to a sustainable company goal, to where you know it's where you want to be and you want to stay in that area within, you know, 10, 20%. And then if you want to grow, you've got the money to grow without having to reach out to a bank or an investor. So, yes, you up front 5, 6, 7 years, yeah, you got to be really disciplined. But after that, you know, you got something to be proud of. I built this company with an initial $500,000 investment, and I've paid that investment back, and I've invested in myself, and I've got X amount of dollars sitting in an escrow account over here that I can still build off of.
And, you know, at some point, you probably think about an exit plan. So
exactly, right. At that point, you know, the escrow account, you know, if you decide to exit, that's your money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
slash retirement fund.
Yeah,
it's right there. You're building it. Yeah.
That's not owed to anyone. Mm-hmm. There may be a penalty for pulling it out, but, I mean, whatever it may be, is going to be minute compared to what the end goal is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.